Hi, this is Dr. Muhammad Saeed, curating medical report. Patient first name is Anjana, A-N-J-A-N-A, last name V-S, V-Y-A-S. Date of birth is 11-01-1952. Period examination date is 02-13-2026. Period next time chief complaint, colon patient came today for annual physical exam. Period next time subject to colon patient stated that she's following her low carb diet and also doing exercise. And she's feeling much better, period. Next time review on system, colon patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, ear pain, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, urinary or bowel incontinence, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities or snoring, period. Next line. Past medical history. Investigated and for hypothyroidism and she's on levothyroxine, 75 microgram once a day. Next line patient also have a history of vitamin D deficiency and she is on vitamin D3 supplement, 5,000 units once a day. This patient also takes vitamin B complex and vitamin C. Period. Next line. Allergies to penicillin with a moderate amount of rashes. No anaphylactic reaction. Period. Next line. Recent surgical history, none. Your next one, family history. Dad has hypothyroidism. Passed away, period. Next line, preventive care, reviews and discussed. Patient is up to date on her COVID vaccination, period. Next line, social history. Patient is married, lives with her husband. And she never smokes cigarette or drank alcohol, no history of illicit drug use, and she does exercise, walking every day, period. Next line. Objective colon HENT examination is unremarkable. Period next line, neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. Period next line, heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. Period next line, lungs are clear, bilateral without any wheezing. Period next line, abdomen is soft, non-tender and bowel sounds are active. Period next line, extremities has no cap tenderness or edema or tremor. Period next line, neurological examination is intact and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Period. Next patient. Sailesh, S-H-A-I-L-E-S-H, last name is V-S, V-Y-A-S, date of birth is 03-07-1951, period examination date is 03-13-2026, period next time chief complaint, colon patient came today for annual physical exam, and right leg skin changes, period. Extended subject to colon. Patient stated that he has noticed right leg skin rashes. He had it in the past without any bleeding. It comes and goes, period. Patient also complained of both shoulder pain on and off. It's been bothering for many years and he does stretching exercise daily, period. Next line, review of system, colon patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma. Cough, comma, snoring, comma. Chest pain, comma, short of breath, comma. Nausea, comma, vomiting, comma. Urinary bowel incontinence, comma. Leg swelling or calf swelling, comma. Tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper or lower extremities. A severe back pain, period. Next line. Past medical history. It's significant for hypertension and is on amlodipine. 5 milligram tablet. Once a day. Period. Patient has history of vitamin D deficiency and is on vitamin D3. Supplement. 50,000 units once a week. Period. Patient also takes general vitamins like complex and vitamin C. Here's the next line. Allergy to sulfur drug, moderate reaction, rashes. Here, next line. Recent surgical history, then here the next line. Family history, mother has uterine cancer and passed away. Father had coronary artery disease and high blood pressure and passed away. Here, next line. Periodic care is reviewed and discussed. Here, next line. Social history, patient married, lives with his wife. Patient never smokes cigarette or drank alcohol, no history of illicit drug use. His exercise is stretching every day. Here, next line, objective colon. HEENT examination is unremarkable. Here, next line, neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. Here, next line, heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. Here, next line, lungs are clear. Bilaterally without any reason. Clear next line. Abdomen is soft without any tenderness and bowel sounds active. Clear next line. Extremities has no cap tenderness or edema or tremors. Clear next line. Neurological examination is intact and patient is ambulatory without any assistance. Clear next line. Musculoskeletal examination has chronic knee and shoulder pain. Period. Had a long discussion with the patient regarding treatment plan, and all these questions are answered to his satisfaction over what I said understanding period. Next patient is Jeffrey, J-E-F-R-E-Y. Correction, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y. Last name is Kuzak, K-U-J-A-K. Date of birth is 12-30-1970. Period examination date is 02-13-2026. Period next line, chief complaint. Colon patient came today. The chief complaint of erectile dysfunction and neck pain. Here, next line. Patient has erectile dysfunction on and off and is requesting Viagra medication. Patient had used in the past without any side effects. Here, next line. Patient also complained of neck pain and it is worse upon exertion. There is no relation of pain. Here, next line. Review of system, colon, patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, chest pain, comma, short of breath, comma, nausea, vomiting, or urinary problems. Here, next line. Objective, colon. Heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. Here, next line. Lungs are clear, bilateral without any reason. Here, next line. Genital examination is unremarkable. No hernia. Here, next line. Cervical spine examination reveals minimal muscle stiffness, otherwise unremarkable. Period. Next patient. Asinaben, A-S-I-N-A-B-E-N, last name Mansuri, M-A-N-S-U-R-I. Date of birth is 06-01-1965. Examination date is 02-13-2026. Period. Next line, chief complaint, colon. Patient came today. If you complain of neck pain, comma, right knee pain, and follow for hypertension and diabetes. Period. Next line. Subject to colon, patient stated that she has neck pain on and off and it is worse upon exertion. The pain level is 4 or 5. Next time, patient also complained of right knee pain, and the pain level is 6 or 7 upon exertion and relief after resting. Patient has tried stretching exercise without any relief. Sometimes she takes over-the-counter pain medication period. Next line, patient came today as a follow-up for diabetes mellitus. And patient is going to be referred to ophthalmologist for a diabetic eye exam. Here, next line. review on system colon patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, double vision, comma, snoring, comma, cough, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, urinary or bowel incontinence, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling. Here, next line. Past medical history. It's significant for hypercholesterolemia, and she's on atorvastatin 20 mg tablet once a day along with low fat diet. Next time, patient has a history of hypertension and she's on enalapril 5 mg tablet. And metoprolol 25 mg tablet once a day along with low salt diet. Next time, patient has a history of vitamin D deficiency and she's on vitamin D3 supplement. 50,000 units once a week. Next time, patient has a history of diabetes and she is on metformin, 500 mg tablet, one tablet twice a day. And pioglitazone, 45 mg tablet once a day, along with low carb diet, period. Next line. Special history. Patient's married, lives with her husband. She never smokes cigarette or drank alcohol. She does house chores daily without any problem. And her exercise mostly walking. Here, next line. Objective colon. HEENT examination is unremarkable. Here, next line, neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. The next line, heart examination has a normal heart function without any murmur. The next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. The next line, abdomen is slightly obese without any tenderness and bowels are active. The next line, extremities has no calf tenderness or edema or tremors. Good. Next line, neurological examination is intact and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Good. Next line, musculoskeletal examination reveals a tenderness of the cervical spine, soft tissue, and range of motion is slightly painful. Good. Next line, right knee examination reveals the tenderness of the knee joint, especially in the medial aspect, without any joint effusion, and weight bearing is painful. Period. Next patient, Jamal, J-A-M-A-L, last name is Mansuri, M-A-N-S-U-R-I, date of birth is 04-18-1940, examination date is 02-13-2026. Your next line, chief complaint, colon patient came today with chief complaint of blurry vision, comma, constipation, and puffiness of the feet. Your next line, subject to colon patient came today with his wife, stating that he has blurry vision, and this started almost 1 to 2 months and is progressively getting worse. Next line, patient has a constipation for past 1.5 years, lately it's been more, and he has not seen any blood in the stools. Here, next line, patient also stated that he has puffiness of both feet without any pain and there is no skin changes. He has noticed this for past 1 to 2 months. Patient's salt intake is moderate. Here, next line, review of system, colon patient denied, dizziness, comma, double vision, comma, ear pain, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities, a severe low back pain. Period. Next slide. Allergies are none. Period. Next slide. Past medical history significant on hypertension and he's on lisinopril, 10 mg tablet once a day. Next slide. Patient has a history of gastritis and he's on pantoprazole 20 mg tablet once a day. along with bland diet. Patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia and is on simvastatin 40 mg tablet once a day along with low-fat diet. Here, next line, periodic care is reviewed and discussed. Here, next line, recent surgical history in men. Here, next line, family history not contributory. Here, next line, social history, patient is married, is with his wife, and is retired. Period. Patient never smoked cigarette or drank alcohol, no history of illicit drug use. His exercise is mostly walking. Here, next one, objective colon. HENT examination is unremarkable. Here, next one, neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement or lymphoid enlargement. Here, next one, heart examination. There is normal heart sounds without any murmur. Here, next one, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Here, next one, abdomen is soft without any tenderness and balls are active. Here, next one, extremities is no cap tenderness or edema. Tremors. Here, next time, neurological examination is intact. Here, next time, examination of both feet reveals the slight puffiness of the feet without any redness, and there is no tenderness. Patient is able to ambulate. Here, next time, musculoskeletal examination is unremarkable. Period. Next patient. It's Steven, S-T-E-V-E-N, last name is Weimer, W-E-I-M-E-R. Date of birth is 11-27-1974. Period examination date is 02-13-19. Correction, 20-26. Period next line, chief complaint, colon. Patient came today as a follow-up for hypertension. The next line, subject to colon. Patient states that his blood pressure sometimes is high and the systolic blood pressure was up to 170. Period. Review of system. Colon patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, delusion, comma, chest pain, comma, short of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, or leg swelling. Period. Next time. Objective colon. Heart examination is normal. Heart sounds without any murmur. Period. Next time. Exactly or bilaterally without any wheezing. Period. Next time. Neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement. Period. Next line. Abdomen is soft without any tenderness. Period. Next line. Extremities has no pulled edema or calf tenderness. Period. Next patient is Shahjahan, S-H-A-H-J-A-H-A-N, Ajmeri, A-J-M-E-R-I. Date of birth is 0710. Correction. Date of birth is 0701-1949. Period examination date is 02-13-2026. Next line, chief complaint, colon patient came today with his wife complaining of middle fingertip burning sensation and pain, comma, follow for hypertension and mitral valve disease. Here, next line, subject to colon, which is say that it's had a left middle fingertip injury under treatment, and he's feeling now some pain in the tip. The wound has completely healed. Next line, the patient also came today as a follow-up for hypertension. His blood pressure reading was systolic high, and patient is advised on low salt diet. He complained of chest pain. Here, next line, patient has a replaced mitral valve. And he has no chest pain or shortness of breath at this time. Period. Next line. Review of system, colon, patient denied. Headache, cover, dizziness, cover. Double vision, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities. Period. Next line. Last medical history is significant for hypertension and he's on amlodipine, 5 mg tablet, 1.5 tablet every morning. Okay, next line. Patient also on metoprolol, 50 milligram tablet, 1.5 tablet in the morning, 1 in the evening, along with low salt diet. Your next patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia and is on somatostatin, 10 milligram tablet once a day along with low fat diet. Your next patient is on warfarin, 3 milligram, 1 milligram. Once a day. Period. Next time. Objective colon. HEENT examination is unremarkable. Period. Next line, neck is supple. Without any thyroid enlargement. Period. Next line, heart examination has normal heart sound without any murmur. Period. Next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. The next line, abdomen is soft without any tenderness and bowel sounds are active. The next line, extremities have papillary edema or cavity and spirit. End of dictation.